News from UNIFIL. UNIFIL peacekeepers support the Lebanese army in their implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. They conduct patrols every day, allowing them to monitor the ground and maintaining a visible presence in South Lebanon. Today, Major Joey Nader from the 5th Brigade of the Lebanese Army explains how joint and independent patrols with UNIFIL help bring back security and stability to the region.
The importance of the joint patrols conducted by UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces in the area of operations lies in their efforts to implement the provisions of Resolution 1701 through an effective joint mission coordinated at all levels. These patrols work to reassure the local population by removing sources of tension, thereby contributing to the establishment of security and stability in the area. This undoubtedly leads to reassuring the population and stabilizing the situation in the south, especially if accompanied by diplomatic pressure on the enemy to compel it to respect the terms of the cessation of hostilities agreement, withdraw from the 5 points it still occupies, and cease its daily aggressions.
UNIFIL is also authorized to conduct independent patrols, but the UN mission always coordinates them with the Lebanese army. Major Joey Nader explains that this coordination happens at all levels. It is carried out continuously around the clock, both during routine operations and in urgent situations.
There is coordination between the two parties at the highest levels, beginning with UNIFIL units and the deployed units of the Lebanese army, along with the relevant sections of the South Litani sector, and then moving up to the Litani sector command and army command. As for the timing, it is scheduled in regular situations and immediate and urgent cases. This coordination is direct and around the clock.
The presence of the Lebanese army and UNIFIL in joint and independent patrols is crucial for local communities. Major Joey Nader highlights that these patrols reassure notably the residents living near areas where Israeli presence still continues, prevent violations, and create safer conditions for displaced families to consider returning home.
There is no doubt that the continued Israeli occupation of areas in the south is a constant source of concern for the population. Given the strong attachment of the Lebanese people to their army, whose presence gives them a sense of security, the independent patrols of the army, as well as the joint patrols with UNIFIL, directly contribute to easing this concern and reassuring the local community. In addition, this security presence prevents violations and transgressions, and it helps enhance local security in the villages of southern Lebanon. As a result, it has a direct impact on the safety and security of the communities and contributes to creating a suitable environment for the return of displaced people to their villages.
Recently, UNIFIL's effort to build the capacity of the Lebanese armed forces gathered momentum with more joint training activities. In Kaukaba and Nakura, officers and soldiers trained alongside peacekeepers on patrol leaders' coordination, while a two-day course for 18 Lebanese Army officers focused on promoting gender equality and inclusivity in operational activities. These trainings help consolidate LAF redeployment in South Lebanon, strengthening coordination and interoperability with UNIFIL in support of peace and stability in line with UN Security Council Resolution 1701. On the 5th of September, UNIFIL peacekeepers from the Republic of Korea completed the installation of 21 solar-powered streetlights along a 1-kilometer stretch of President Nabih Birri Road in Tyr. The project, requested by the municipality, aims to improve safety for residents and visitors amid limited electricity supply. The initiative provides safer and more reliable lighting for the busy road leading to Tyr's beach area.